morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. FEMA is preparing to close their temporary disaster relief offices in coastal Maine counties that were set up in response to the January storms. Before they do, they checked in with us for one final update.
My name is Dan Tracy, and I am a spokesperson for FEMA. That's the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And the important message that we'd like to get out today, although the deadline has passed to apply for assistance, that doesn't end the conversation with FEMA. We have an 800 number, 1-800-621-FEMA, and you can call that number and get the status of your application anytime. And if you don't agree with the amount of money that you received from FEMA, or if you were denied completely, you have 60 days to appeal. That's 60 days from the determination that was sent to you. And that's important because often it's just some minor documentation that you may have forgotten. We also want people to know that Mainers are sorely underinsured. This state has only less than 0.5% of people have flood insurance. So that is ridiculously low. It's 0.4%, particularly when you consider how much coastline Maine has and all the lakes that Maine has. So we are encouraging people to purchase flood insurance. People who are in a high risk area and got assistance from FEMA are going to be required to have it. And FEMA pays for it the first 3 years for those people that are in the high risk areas and received assistance. But even if you didn't receive assistance, we still encourage you to buy flood insurance. You do that through your insurance agent. Most insurance companies offer it. It is a federal program, and your premium is based on how risky the area is that you live in, what zone your property is in. But it may be something worth thinking about. Maine hasn't had many disasters where homeowners and renters were impacted. It's been, my goodness, since 2008. Since Maine had a disaster. And so it may be time to start thinking about it since we had two within the last 6 months or so. So we encourage everyone to get flood insurance.
That was FEMA spokesperson Jan Tracy. The number again for FEMA is 800-621-FEMA. It's been a while, so let's take a peek at the news in Maine 100 years ago today. This is from May 21st, 1924. The Portland Press Herald headline read, "Holy Ghost and Us Society Temple at Shiloh to be sold to Klan is report." The Temple of Truth at Shiloh was a complex of buildings in Durham, Maine. The paper described it as the once famous citadel of Frank Sanford, a brilliant college man and noted as one of the best collegiate baseball players in the East, who had had a vision of establishing a religious colony, and equipped with only a wheelbarrow and 3 cents, he started building. The colony was started in 1893 and included a temple and 4-story brick hospital. Many of his followers reportedly gave up all of their belongings to move to Shiloh, and eventually the complex had enough housing to house about 1,000 people. Sanford bought 2 yachts and convinced 55 of his followers to sail around the world with him, spreading their religion. They headed towards Greenland first without enough supplies, and 6 people died before he returned to Maine and was convicted of manslaughter for their deaths. After a performance in court that a reporter called one of the most dramatic scenes ever witnessed in a courtroom in this city, Sanford was sentenced to 10 years in jail. He returned to Shiloh in a big fancy car years later that was supposed to have been gifted to him by one of his admirers, but Shiloh had already been put up for sale a few years earlier due to unpaid taxes. The article leaves off there, but doing some checking around, it turns out that the Klan decided to set up shop in a less expensive building in Lewiston, and the Shiloh Temple still stands today, though most of the rest of the complex has been demolished. To learn more and see a picture of it, do a search for Shiloh Temple, Durham, Maine. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow.